One of the portents of the Day of Judgment, revealed in the Hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, is the rising of the sun in the west. It is also revealed in the Hadith that the Judgment Day will not arrive until this portent has taken place. The Judgment Day will not take place until the sun is born from where it sets. Those people in the world will have faith when they see this. The Judgment Day will not come until 10 signs are seen. Smoke, the Dajjal, Dabat al-Ard, the sun rising in the west. Esau's, peace be upon him, return to earth. Make haste to perform good works regarded as religious observances before 6 things happen. The sun rising in the west. Smoke, Dabat al-Ard, the Dajjal. The most important feature of this portent in the Hadith is how it is revealed that someone who has never had faith before seeing the sign will have faith after having seen it, and yet turning to faith will benefit him nothing, because coming to believe in this way will not be accepted in the sight of Allah. The rising of the sun in the west is described metaphorically in the Quran. What are they waiting for but for the angels to come to them, or for your Lord himself to come, or for one of your Lord's signs to come? On the day that one of your Lord's signs does come, no faith which a self professes will be of any use to it if it did not believe before and earn good in its faith. Say, wait then, we too are waiting. The great Islamic scholar Ahmad ibn Hanbal recounts how our Prophet, peace be upon him, said that the term "your Lord's signs" in this verse referred to the rising of the sun in the west. One hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, commenting on this verse takes the form: the Judgment Day will not take place until the sun rises in the west. When the sun rises in the west, all people will see it and turn to faith. This is when, on the day that one of your Lord's signs does come, no faith which a self professes will be of any use to it if it did not believe before and earn good in its faith. It is certain that the Judgment Day will surely come. Great Islamic commentators interpret this verse in the same way, regarding it as a sign of the sun rising in the west. Additionally, the words of verse 9 of Surah Al-Qiyamah, "when the sun and the moon are fused together," are also interpreted as evidence of the sun rising in the west.